It's 7:45 and I'm Susan Giles Wontuck with WUSF 89.7 News. Thousands of Florida teenagers flocked to Tampa this month for their version of the Super Bowl. The annual Florida State Thespian Festival is where high school dramatists gather to compete, meet college recruiters, and learn from Broadway pros. And as State Impact Florida's Kathy Carter reports, another big draw is the chance for these self-described theater geeks to meet people just like them.
In a meeting room inside the Tampa Convention Center, a parquet floor substitutes for a dance floor. Dominic Bassetti of American Stage in St. Petersburg leads students in a theatrical tap class.
A 5, 6, 7, go!
Meanwhile, in one of the ballrooms, a packed crowd watches as the Leon High School players from Tallahassee clasp hands and introduce themselves to the judges.
And we proudly represent District 1, Troop 1429.
After the troupe does a song from the musical Hairspray, it's clear they've nailed it. When one of the judges cheers at the end, something the audience was told not to do. Each performance at the festival is graded on a 5-point scale ranging from poor to superior. A low grade is unlikely, though, since the 300 high schools participating have already won superiors at 15 regional contests. Deteria Hayward represents Timber Creek High School in Orlando. Her troupe won a district award for a staging of the musical Avenue Q.
We were just like so excited. I actually cried. Like, it was so overwhelming. But it was a great experience. Like, it's one that I'll carry with me forever.
Likewise for Camila Calderon of Lawton Childs High School in Tallahassee, her troupe performed a number from the musical Pippin, and she says preparation was intense.
It's unlike anything you probably will ever experience in high school. The work that goes into performing is just such a long process. We actually started in almost September, and we've been working. We went to districts, we got superiors, we're here now. Just a lot of after-school rehearsals, a lot of just trying to find your own character as an ensemble, but working together and choreographing by ourselves. We didn't have anyone help.
Lindsay Moorfield directs the Florida Thespian Festival. She says the event provides kids with a sense of belonging.
It is amazing to see the light on these kids' faces at this festival, on top of the world, and you don't see that on a daily basis in high school. So being able to see these kids feeling accepted and in a place where they can be them is pretty incredible stuff.
According to the advocacy group Americans for the Arts, students with high levels of arts involvement perform better on standardized tests and are less likely to drop out of school. Warfield says policymakers need to remember that.
The collaborative aspect of the art form requires creative problem solving and teamwork and communication, all of these things that are absolutely directly applicable to the workforce.
Mary Beth Perry of Wesley Chapel has been a drama mama ever since her daughter's seventh grade acting debut. Bridget Perry goes to Wiregrass Branch High School and is competing in 4 events. The senior recently found out that competition is fierce when it comes to getting into top-tier college theater programs. The Juilliard School accepts only about 8% of its applicants, and Perry says her daughter faced a rigorous process at a state school, the University of Central Florida.
When I applied for college, I applied for nursing college. I got in. Bridget got into UCF, had to do 4 video auditions, had to get approved and get called back for a live audition, and that will be the deciding factor. She's in the university, not yet in the BFA program.
But back at the state festival, the pressure of getting into college is far from the minds of students performing on stages across downtown Tampa. Here the kids are more likely to break into song in the middle of a convention hall.
We live together, we're closest people can get. We've been the best of buddies ever since the day we met.
So Warfield says if your kid wants to do theater instead of sports, be excited for them and help foster that passion. For State Impact Florida, I'm Kathy Carter in Tampa.
And you can see pictures of the self-described theater geeks at WUSFnews.org.